Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 12, 2022. How can you learn to speak with the Creator? It is impossible to talk to the Creator the way we talk to people with whom we have a common feeling and the ability to hear each other's voices. With the Creator, we need to find a channel of communication, I to Him, and He to me, so that we can hear, understand, and feel the Creator. A person receives the ability to hear the Creator at the degree of Bina because Bina is hearing. Then I will hear what the Creator is saying to me. In relation to the Creator, I have to be at the degree of Malkhut, which rises to Bina. Then I can speak with Him and He will hear me. That is, I must be at the degree of Bestowal, I to Him, and He to me. I to Him is my work, the desire to rise to the degree of Bestowal. The Creator to me means that I should be able to hear how the Creator addresses me. After all, it is not easy. The Creator is the source of life, the upper light from which everything that exists emanates and receives fulfillment and life. When we connect with the Creator, we move to a different form of existence compared to the one we had before and start to live at the degree of Bestowal. At the degree of Bestowal, there are no boundaries for coming closer to each other, devotion, and reception. It all happens in a different dimension. This is how we enter into a new connection. How can you learn to speak with the Creator? I try to swim in the same current with everything that happens in life because certainly it comes from the Creator. I want to be connected with Him every moment of my life, and to feel inside this connection how the Creator is constantly turning me in one direction and then in another. I want to adhere to Him and not let go. To be adhered with the Creator means to follow Him each moment so that He walks in front of me and I do not run in front of Him and risk exiting His garden. The main thing is the connection with the Creator, and not what I receive through it. Even if I receive seemingly the most unpleasant events, but they come from the Creator, then everything will be fine with me. The main thing is to keep the connection with Him. That is, I elevate my connection with the Creator above any possible fulfillment so that this connection with the Creator itself becomes my fulfillment. If the Creator is the absolute good, and I receive only good and correct things from Him, then I can turn to Him with only one request, for my correction, in order not to think anything bad about Him, rather only good. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 6, 2022. Speaking with the Creator. The help of the Klipa. Question: You once said that the Klipa works in a reverse form. If it did not exist, would we not be able to withstand the unity in the group, the quality of Bestowal? Answer: Yes. As an egoist, I cannot withstand the state where I have to work without any benefit for myself. Therefore, there is a kind of a shell that basically tells me, you will still get something for it. Thus, it gives me the opportunity to do certain actions. Therefore, it is impossible to acquire the quality of Bestowal and love directly. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, August 21, 2022. A house on posts. Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor in it in vain. The Creator must build the structure of our soul, not us, by ourselves. So how can we enter this house built by the Creator? On what foundation does it stand? The entire foundation of this house is my ten. This is as if I am digging holes in the ground and pouring piers into them that I will use to support the house I will build. This foundation is inside my egoistic desire, I dig holes in it and lay foundation piers in them. Or the house will not stand. I have to strengthen this foundation, go deep into the ground, and cast the soul of the foundation on which I will install concrete piers. When I erect as many posts as required according to calculation, I will already be able to build walls between them, floor coverings, and so on. This is our work both in spiritual and corporeal construction. The same principles apply in all worlds. Each pier the building stands on is our connection. We must connect through all possible kinds of connections, the first time according to the qualities of a friend, the second time according to the qualities of another, the third time according to the qualities of a third one. This is how we build a building that has 10 main sephirot. Then, inside this frame, we begin to build floors and lay floor coverings between the posts. This is already through a simple connection between us, on the same level when each completes the other by annulling himself in order to be connected. There are many details in this, which due to the reflection of spiritual roots are also present in our corporeal world. Mainly, connection happens through different forms of our mutual self-annulment. To build a connection between us, means to build the temple, the building of our soul. We try to build this connection and see that we are not able to do it, starting all over again every time from a new rejection and despair. Then we realize that we are lacking the force of the Creator to hold us, to support the building. We connect with one another, but the Creator must hold this connection. Then we add one more, then another one, and the Creator holds it all. We need Him as the force that holds us together when we try to get closer to each other. We need the Creator as the basis of our work, we need Him to organize it, to preserve the successes we have achieved, and to correct our mistakes. We need Him every step of the way. We put our desire in, and the Creator corrects it, joins one to the other, and holds it together. It is impossible to do anything without the help of the Creator, and without the work of the Creator, nothing will be built in the correct form. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 30, 2022. Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor in it in vain. Entering the Zohar. Question: what does a person discover for himself when he enters the Book of Zohar? Answer: a person begins to feel the immense world that this book tells about. The world suddenly opens up in front of him from all sides, like a spherical screen. Moreover, it does not just move apart like a screen, it's as if it gradually disappears, like a sphere filled with dark light that slowly evaporates, and there is a feeling as if you are in a cosmos of sensations of interconnection between you and the general force, the Creator. By the way, many of the people who have been in outer space feel that way. They are disconnected from the influence of Earth's inhabitants, and although they are under constant pressure from Earth, they still feel that humanity has a different purpose, that the universe is full of thought, and that this is a grand vision. They speak about this sensation, not because it exists in space, but because the Earth is not pressing on them there. Question: how many times have people tried to visualize a spiritual state and invent some images or 3D graphics, but it is all very limited? And according to the sensations, a person perceives only light? How is it possible with the help of words and images to convey this? Answer: nothing can be conveyed. No hints. There are articles, and if you feel something according to the article, you feel it, if not, then number these feelings cannot be conveyed because we are not adequately attuned to them. If in your five senses there is a sensation of salty, bitter, sweet, or some sounds, or some smells, or touches, etc., then something can be conveyed to you. You'll remember or tune in. And if you don't have this sense organ and its archive, if a certain set of impressions is accordingly absent, then nothing can be done. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Entering the Zohar, March 22, 2013. Sports have turned into a hunt. In the news, RT, a mother who helped her son cross the finish line in a 10 km race as he looked set to collapse from exhaustion, has cost the runner a silver medal. Artem Burtsev led the event in the Russian Far Eastern region of Yakutia for most of its duration. Nearing the end, however, he began to stumble in 34C, 93F, heat and was overtaken by an opponent. Seeing her son struggling, His mother ran out onto the track and helped him get over the finish line. But it was ruled that the interference would cost Burtsev a silver medal. Question: maybe we should do the opposite? Maybe we should promote an athlete helping an athlete or a mum coming to her child's aid, rather than who wins first place. What do you think? Answer: of course. In fact, sports have become unpleasant. There is no joy or lightness from it. There is no pleasure in it. It's like war. Question: is this the feeling you get when you watch it? Answer: I do not watch it. Question: is this the reason you don't watch it? Answer: yes. Question: did it used to be okay to watch it earlier on? Answer: earlier, of course. Question: what has sport turned into? Answer: sport has turned into a hunt. It's like you're going out into the jungle to hunt for this medal. You have to crush everyone. Question: but how should it be? Answer: people should fight for reaching goals together. Let's say that at some stadium, in some sport, given particular conditions, they achieve the maximum result. This result applies to everyone. In general, I am against awards. Question: what do I fight for, then? What do I get out of this? Answer: there is your answer. If not an award, what's in it for me? It follows that it is not sports you love but a medal. Comment: right, a medal or the recognition, the applause. My response: no, a medal is something you can wear, some kind of insignia. It's for yourself and others. But I wouldn't distinguish it by ranking. The main thing is participation. Question: participation alone? You think this will be enough for people? Answer: if they love sports, then yes. Question: so tell me, when an athlete helps an athlete, when it gets stuff, when a mother comes to help, what pedestal do you put it on? What place do you give it? Answer: this is the most important thing. This is what you can award a medal for helping. The fundamental rule of sports should be camaraderie and mutual help. To show everyone and ourselves the potential that lies within us. That's all. Question: what about the soccer players? They play in teams. What kind of friendship is there? I have to win, to score in the other's goal. Answer: they should feel good about it. It depends on the upbringing. Comment: I feel good about scoring a goal and that our team is winning. My response: others do too, based on the beauty of their play. Question: so beautiful soccer is showcased for spectators' enjoyment? And everyone is happy? Answer: sure. Let the soccer be artistic, keeping the ball in the air, passing it skillfully. Not pushing or tripping each other. Question: so the main concern of athletes should be giving pleasure to the viewers? Answer: not only to the viewers but to themselves too. Question: how should the audience perceive it? I'm still a fan of this club. How should I take it all? Answer: you will root for this club. You will be sad or happy as a result. So what? Question: and if others win, what should I do as a spectator? Answer: you're going to root, it's a sport after all. Question: what about martial arts? When it's not a team fight but wrestlers or boxers, how should we feel about that? Answer: it's quite simple here. Everything is on display. You're fighting and you're not giving in to him. You fight, and the opponent fights. Question: but what should we wish for? What should we desire? Answer: to show the beauty of it. Question: what is the beauty that should be shown? Answer: they must find a way to demonstrate the positive force. Question: the positive force is still a force. How can it be good? Answer: yes, there is a good force and an evil one. The good force is when we demonstrate together our good attitude toward each other. As in friendship has one. Without this, nothing good will happen. There will be drugs, drinking, anything. The devil knows what goes on in sports. Question: that is, if you don't put friendship one at the forefront. Answer: that's right. Question: I remember in my early childhood when I was told, friendship won. I was 5 or 6 years old and was being comforted. They raised my hand and another child's hand. Do you think it should be this way in major league sports? Answer, yes. As a spectator sport, I would not allow sports to be shown unless kindness and rapprochement between people is manifested in it, such that the struggle they wage between them demonstrates their struggle over egoism, that they showcase the struggle over their egoism. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 7, 2022. Problems of spiritual growth. Comment: sometimes what you said yesterday seemed like it was the most important to us. But then soon after, you are already attaching importance to another process, then the next one, and so non-stop. Then it seems, where do we go? My response: this is because a person who is at the beginning of the path is confused by this. Let's say we are walking along the road with you and I give you all sorts of instructions: think about the goal, take a wider step, take a deeper breath, swing your arms wider. For you it looks like they cancel one another, but in my mind it does not. A person feels and hears what he is able to perceive from all the information. This is how we are arranged, otherwise we simply would not be able to do anything. In this way at least we do what we hear. Comment: many of those who come to Kabbalah think in a standard way. Let's say we have chosen a direction, as in business, and we are going toward the goal, then we begin to face a process in which it's not the final profit that is important, but the process itself. A person begins to get confused and thinks that they themselves do not understand what they are doing, meaning there is no clear corporeal framework. My response: yes. This is why a person chooses something narrow for himself and holds on to it, like a little child to his toy or doll, and thus continues to go. This is natural for beginners. I see it and wait for the person to develop. There is nothing you can do, as this is how we grow. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Contradiction, March 20, 2013. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what's a good relationship tip that sounds like a bad tip? Agree to have arguments on a schedule. For example, agree with your partner that every Friday, you are going to have an argument, to tease and to poke each other. We do such actions subconsciously anyway. They are natural. Nature itself urges us to develop our connection with each other. However, in order to stay in control and make sure we do not go overboard and become hateful, it is of utmost importance that we maintain the right intention, that our aim for approaching such an action is solely in order to strengthen our connection and our embrace of each other. That is, in order to better connect, we take a step back and look at the other person a little critically, like a game. It is as if we take one step back, and then two steps forward. While it might appear to be a relationship tip only for couples, it extends to relations on many scales. Moreover, if we would learn how to continually strengthen our relationships in such a way in places like classrooms, schools and workplaces, then we would be constantly mindful of the times when we should be more remote and closer to each other as a means for increasing our connection. When we learn how to simultaneously hold criticism of others and rise above that criticism, then we gain the key tool for managing relationships. Nature operates according to this principle across many scales. For instance, the pulses of our heart, our brain and our several systems function in such an interchanging way, and learning how to manage these two levels can sync us with nature. It is the key to the ability for constantly growing love, to alternate between the negative and the positive, like night and day. Based on the video, you wouldn't believe that this would improve your relationship with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.